terrorism experts around the world are asking this question: what exactly is the relationship between Al-Qaeda in Iraq and what's known as Al-Qaeda Central? That's the movement's original leadership, including Osama bin Laden, believed to be hiding in Pakistan. One school of thought has it that Al-Qaeda in Iraq serves as a second center for the global movement, but there's also evidence that Al-Qaeda in Iraq's ambitions these days don't extend much beyond Iraq's borders, and that it's even shifting away from using the Al-Qaeda name. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
President Bush and his advisors have often called Iraq the central front in the war on terror. The argument goes, if we don't fight the terrorists there, they'll attack us here. Here's Defense Secretary Bob Gates making that argument and stressing the foreign credentials of Al-Qaeda in Iraq's leaders.
It has been clear all along that Zarqawi and the current leader, first of all, Zarqawi is a Jordanian, the current leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq is an Egyptian, and they've made no bones about the fact that once they've been able to establish a firm base in Anbar or in Iraq more broadly, that they intend to try and destabilize the neighbors and eventually attack the United States. They've not made any secret of that.
Defense Secretary Gates speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. This view assumes that Al-Qaeda in Iraq does embrace a global agenda. A second senior administration official agrees. This official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, tells NPR the links between the Iraq and Pakistan-based branches have, if anything, grown stronger since last June, when Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, Al-Qaeda in Iraq's original leader, was killed. Brian Fishman, who teaches at the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point, seconds this assessment.
Once he was gone, there was an opportunity there for Al-Qaeda Central to sort of reassert itself with Zarqawi's successors. And I think that they were able to do that.
Fishman believes Al-Qaeda in Iraq does share the mother organization's agenda of global jihad. He concludes that right now the group is bogged down with fighting in Iraq, but Fishman argues that its members would like to pull off another attack along the lines of 9/11, and that regional attacks in, say, Egypt or Jordan may be within their scope. Kenneth Katzman disagrees. He's a Middle East expert at the Congressional Research Service. Katzman says that so far, Al-Qaeda's new leader in Iraq, known as Abu Hamza al-Muhajir, is not following his predecessor's lead.
Whereas Zarqawi was trying to expand and do attacks and did some attacks in Jordan, Muhajir, who's a native of Egypt, we don't really see him going beyond the Iraq battlefield. I think we see Al-Qaeda in Iraq now is very much focused on Iraq only.
Katzman points out that Al-Qaeda in Iraq's members these days are overwhelmingly Iraqi. Now, they don't lack for enemies. Al-Qaeda is, of course, targeting Iraqi Shiites, and last year, Sunni tribal leaders in Iraq's volatile Anbar province banded together to fight back against brutal Al-Qaeda attacks. But Katzman says Al-Qaeda in Iraq today is far more integrated with other Iraqi insurgent groups than with Al-Qaeda Central.
To say that it's part of Al-Qaeda Central or it's part of the global jihad movement gives the impression that the Al-Qaeda fighters in Iraq are simply sitting around in Fallujah or Ramadi planning attacks in New York or Madrid or whatever it is. And that's not how I see it. They are planning attacks in Iraq. They are very much at this point Iraq-focused.
In recent months, no communications or hard evidence of financial or operational connections between the Iraq and Pakistan-based groups have come to light. So it's difficult to judge with precision the extent of contacts and collaboration. But Mohammed Hafez notes one telling sign.
Al-Qaeda as a brand is beginning to decline in Iraq.
Hafez is a visiting professor at the University of Missouri at Kansas City. He's got a book coming out on suicide bombers in Iraq. Hafez says the name Al-Qaeda in Iraq conjures up gruesome images of beheadings and the indiscriminate killing of Muslims, acts that erode support among ordinary Iraqis. So Hafez says the group's new leaders often don't use the name.
More and more we're seeing Al-Qaeda, beginning in January 2006, shifting away from that brand, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, towards initially the Mujahideen Shura Council and now into the Islamic State of Iraq. And since, I'd say, early 2006, we haven't seen one communique in the name of Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
So is it still fair to call Al-Qaeda in Iraq Al-Qaeda? When Muhajir took over the group last summer, he issued a statement that was addressed in part directly to Osama bin Laden. The message, "We await your signal and follow your orders." The question now is, was that message more than lip service? Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.